Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 7. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, Paul writes, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of his brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins as we told you and warned you. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a life that is holy. When I was young, I listened to the St. Louis Cardinals baseball games on my little transistor radio. The Yankees were my favorite team. Mickey Mantle and Bobby Mercer were both from Oklahoma, but there was no way I could pick up the New York games, so I listened to the Cardinals, or at least I tried to. The static and interference always presented a challenge. I usually lost the broadcast in the bottom of the ninth, two runners on, the score tied, and Orlando Cepeda from the St. Louis Cardinals at the plate. Then I had to wait till the next day to read the Perry Daily Journal to see whether or not Cepeda delivered. Static can play havoc on a transistor radio broadcast, and static can play havoc in your life. One of the things that can interfere with clearly hearing God's voice is sinful static. God lays before us a clear message of what He expects, His revealed will. It is God's will that you should be sanctified or set apart. But when we do not follow God's revealed will, the sinful static keeps us from hearing His specific will for our lives. For instance, if a single person prays, "God, I really want to know what you want me to do with my life," but is sexually involved, there is a sinful static that interrupts the reception. In essence, God says, "Why do you want to know my specific will when you're unwilling to follow my revealed will?" Discovering God's will is not just looking to the future. It's taking stock in the present. So the question is, do you need to get rid of some sinful static in your life so you can hear God's voice clearly? Father, I desire to know exactly what you want me to do. I don't want to live my life and miss your will. Show me my sinful static. Help me confess it and deal with it. Please rid the interference so that I can hear you loudly and clearly. In Jesus' name, amen.